We want to teach some principles and some things about money for the body of Christ, that the body of Christ should come into its heritage of abundance and a full supply. And the words that the Holy Ghost gave me, I thought they were words only for me and my personal finances, but I found out that it's sweeping the nation. Hundreds of thousands of dollars is coming into the body of Christ because of two common everyday words. But God has breathed on them and gave me the assignment to teach on it. Money cometh. And I was talking to him about how to get it out, and he said, I want you to tell him money cometh to the body of Christ. Say that with me. Money cometh to the body of Christ. You know, it's a situation in the Bible where it points out how people were in debt, distress, and discontentment. And I look over the body of Christ as large, and actually there's a whole lot of fake prosperity. There's a whole lot of false looks because people buy cars and houses and clothes to try to prove to others that they're prosperous. But there's a real prosperity. And for the body of Christ, and we are working on it, you need to get the tapes from the last session because I'm going into the atmosphere tonight of right and wrong thinking about money. Say that, right and wrong thinking about money. All right, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I just want to read some foundational scriptures. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess. Underline live, multiply, possess, and underline observe to do. Go in and possess. That's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. Go in and possess our finances. And to the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years into the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no or not. Now verse 2, if God's going to trust you with a whole lot of prosperity, you have to qualify in verse 1 and 2 for sure. You see, he said he led them. And you know, I want to go on and read because I got a lot of reading to do, but I just can't pass this up. In verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Now he tell them why he led them that way. See, if you come into prosperity, you have to be in a certain spirit for it not to throw you. See, if you come into prosperity, now I'm talking about money. I know we talk about healing. We talk about the joy of the Lord. But I'm talking about the Lord want me to talk about money. That's what a body of Christ, body of prayer, no problem having no joy and dancing. They broke. And they're living from paycheck to paycheck. And it shouldn't be that way. Now, when I say debt, let me correct this. When I say debt, I'm not against borrowing. I'm against borrowing what you can't pay back. Okay, so I'm not against borrowing. I'm not saying that you have to pay cash for everything because you have to wait a long time some things you want. If you want to pay cash for everything just right off the start, you can't. It can be done, but it's going to take more faith than the average one of you have. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not talking down to you, but I'm going to talk it like it is, all right? But I'm not against debt, but there's some qualifications. See, first of all, before God trusts you with a whole lot, you got to be humble. See, he led them to the wilderness to humble. See, they couldn't go in the promised land and first and go in that land flowing with milk and honey. You won't know how to act if you get in the land flowing with milk and honey if you don't know how to humble yourself. You see, what happened to you, become, instead of becoming humble, see, I'm talking about right and wrong thinking about money. Instead of becoming humble, if you're not properly trained, guess what happened to you? You become high-minded. High-minded. And high-mindedness with money is as dangerous as cancer on an individual body. Now, I'm going to just take my time and teach. We jumped shout last night. I'm taking my time and teaching. Let revelation knowledge flow in this place. You don't want to be high-minded. You want to be humble. When God go to blessing you, don't get your nose up in the air. Stay steady. See, he says that. Now, I couldn't pass the second verse up because in the second verse is a qualification here. He said, to humble thee, are you with me? And then look, notice what the Lord said, and to prove thee. See, the time that you go through prior to entering into prosperity, God want to know what you want. Do you want what he have, or do you want him? Most people fail in the trial and error, you know. They say, oh, this stuff don't work. No, you're in a trying period. He's proven you. He want to see, can you believe him for a slice of bread before he give you the loaf? He knows you can believe him for a slice and be happy and full of joy. He can trust you with the loaf of bread. Can you understand that? He know if he can trust you with $50, he can trust you with $50,000. Right now, in your finances, according to how you honor God with your finances, God is proving how much money you can handle. According to what you're doing right now with your finances, I don't care how much you got. According to what you're doing with it right now, God is proving to himself through you how much you can handle. Therefore, it establishes the fact that God is not holding nothing back from you. Everything that is held back from you, you know, we like to put it on the devil, but he can't really hold it if you're in the will of God. Everything that is held back from you that your little heart desire is your fault. Now, oh, heavy, heavy hang over our head tonight. Because this next statement, heavy, heavy hang over our head tonight. Every Christian that is broke and barely getting by is out of the will of God. Every Christian that is living from payday to payday, you're out of the will of God. And the Spirit of God through this, I don't know how long we're going to be here, the Spirit of God through this prosperity seminar, prosperity revival, whatever you want to call it, going to turn things over for us over and over again. And every person who be at these meetings going to have the opportunity to walk out of poverty straight into prosperity. They're going to know how to do it. I believe this is, my wife and I believe, we believe this is a divine appointment from God for us to minister to the body of Christ. I'm telling you, this is in Africa, Nigeria, China, Japan. People getting thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on this revelation, money cometh. God gave me those two words, money cometh. That mean, listen, money cometh mean there's a continued process of money coming to you, number one. Money cometh, number two, and I'm repeating some things. It is not for covetousness reason. Me and my folk, and no more. No, it's for you to share it with others and help get this gospel and evangelize the world. All right, number three, he told me, he said to me that this money is money cometh for covenant reason. God made a covenant with Abraham and told Abraham, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to bless all your seed. Now, we should have at least the same blessing that Abraham had. If we don't have any more, we should have the same blessing. Abraham was clean rich. He was. He was clean rich because God gave it to him. Are y'all following me? Now listen, children, listen to me. Look at me. The anointing of God is upon me. I love you, and I want you to have it. I'm not no big preacher. I'm just a preacher God has exalted because I'm saying principles. I'm telling you. See, you can't teach something until you walk through it. And God told me, said, look, sonny, he told me, you walk through some of this stuff. You've seen what I would do for you. Now you're ready to go tell the body of Christ. I didn't know when and how he's going to tell it. I didn't know what those two words meant that morning he gave to me. Money cometh, the real emphasis, the impact. Those two words just change our life. So you have to be, say this with me, because he told me, have you to say this. Let me say it for you so you won't have no reservation, because I want everybody to say it. And I know you need to watch these confessions when you go to these various places, because you don't want to be saying, you'd be following behind somebody saying something, and all of a sudden they say something and drop you off. I don't believe in that. So let me say it before you say it. Let me say it and see do you want to say it. But I know there's one part of the revelation. You have to say this if you want it. This is what he said to tell you. Make the confession. And don't start saying it, because you'll get so happy when I say it, you might start saying, but hold it. Just grip it all the way in. I'll never be broke another day in my life. See, we're going to make that confession in a few minutes. That goes along with this. You have to see yourself not broke. You have to see yourself not broke. You have to see yourself not living from paycheck to paycheck. You have to see yourself as a covenant man or a covenant woman under an inheritance that your father has provided for you. Amen? Amen? So let's say it. I'll never be broke another day in my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say money coming three times. Money coming. Money coming. Money coming. Now you say that for practice. Now I want you to say it from your guts. Excuse the expression. I want you to say it with all that lies in your heart. It's not how loud you say it, but it's how deep you say it. How much you believe it. You ready? One time. Money coming! Two times. Money cometh. Three times. Money cometh. Now one more time for the road. No, for the road is better than that. Money cometh to me. Now you got to recognize it's not for covenant reason. It's for what kind of reason? Covenant. How many of y'all in covenant with God? Come on, put your hand up. Hold your hand up a while. I just want to see. How many of y'all in covenant with God? How many of y'all in agreement with God? How many of y'all love God? How many of y'all believe God loves you? How many of y'all believe God wants all your needs met and all your desires too? How many of y'all believe God is able to do it? Yes. Question. Why he hasn't done it? Over half of us here tonight living from paycheck to paycheck. Running to the bank to catch that check we wrote. Not proper. It's not God. You know, I'm talking about money. I'm not talking about prayer this week, so don't get look at me like this. You're just talking about money. You know it's a money. This is a money meeting. Amen. All right, let's get back to Deuteronomy. We got a lot of scriptures. I may go an hour and a half tonight. We got a lot of scriptures. May go 2 hours. Verse 2 again now. And listen. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Now, one more thing I need to say about that. You have gone through some things in your life. God led you through the things. You never went, he didn't let you go under. God will never let you go under. But it's a training period not to stay in that same condition. See, you learn from all the experiences that you've had in life with finances. It was training ground to move you to the next stage. Don't ever get, this is a statement I tell you, you think I'm covetous or something when I say this to you. Don't ever be satisfied with how much you got. Desire more so you can help people, not just for yourself. Now, why it's passing through, God's going to let you get what you want. But you got to pass through your hand. We'll get out of verse 2 by the next hour, I guess. Say, Pastor Thompson is trying to help me. I want to be helped. So Satan, don't you talk to me in this meeting. Verse 2 says, and thou shalt remember all thy ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, number one, and to prove thee, number two, and to know thee, number three. See that? And to know what was in thine heart. See? And no, look at number four. Write these points down. See, you got to have right thinking, right and wrong thinking about money. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or not. See, all that qualify you. Can y'all see that, Claire? All these things qualify you. All right, let's go on. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. They've been marching 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, now we're going somewhere, just keep listening. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. Now that's some more qualification. She's a whole qualifying chapter. He had it somewhere. The Lord going to say something to us in this chapter. But notice what he says here. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God. I mean, not Ten Commandments, keep his word. Can you see that? Keep his word. Keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. Now that's reverential fear. You understand that? Are you listening to me? Now notice verse 7 now. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. Everybody say a good land. Now, remember, you can't read the Bible just thinking about going to the promised land. You got to read the Bible with revelation, thinking now God want to bring you to a good land. It's so wonderful to have your bills paid. It's so much better to have them paid in full. Hallelujah. And you got to get your thinking straight. You got to think rich, think prosperous, think that you're serving a big God. Without covetousness, you can do it without covetousness. I don't know. don't know why all the people in the Old Testament was rich and all the people in the New Testament broke. And the Bible says about Hebrew, we got a better covenant. See, I'm not going to get in the negative and put it on the preachers and nobody. No, I'm not in this seminar because you can read. And the Bible says you have an anointing and a body in you that teaches you all things. So you ain't going to put it all on the preachers. Amen.
Amen.
You can do better than that.
Amen.
All right. Now notice this. Notice this. Verse 7, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of waters, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, vine and fig trees and pomegranate, a land of oil, olive, and honey. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about some things. I'm going to give you some little plan statement. I got an outline for you, but I want you to see some things what God is saying to us here. Listen. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread. Eat bread without what? Scarceness. What scarceness mean? Well, think about your checkbook. Think about your saving account. And I told you, if you got $15,000-$20,000 in the bank, you don't have any money. That's not no money. That's not no money. Most of y'all don't have $4,000 in the bank. I'm helping you now. I got to tell you where you are to bring you where you're supposed to go. So don't look at me with that tone of voice. You know the truth. I'm telling the truth. I live from payday to payday. I mean, my wife both was making big checks. We didn't have a quarter. We married. My wife, I had a good job for many years. We married. We couldn't go on our honeymoon, no food in Baton Rouge. We got to Baton Rouge, honey. I said, it's the first my money go. I believe we had $100 between the two of us. And I don't want you to even think about it. I want to say this as nice as I can. Don't even think about saying that I can talk this talk and do this because I'm a preacher. Because I can take you down preacher row.
Amen.
And I can show you thousands of broke preachers.
Amen.
They're broke because their congregation keep them broke. And because their congregation keep them broke, the congregation broke.
Amen.
So broke, falling broke, going toward broke, end up broke, in the ditch. Everybody broke. Carrying a Bible of prosperity around in their hand. Look at this night verse. I mean, I can't hardly get through reading this, but I got a lot to tell you tonight. That clock wrong. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. That's now we need to be in that land. We don't need to be scrapping. Now, to help the people who are scrapping, I want to ask how many of y'all are scrapping. You're not making no confession. See, don't get crazy with this confession stuff. Every stuff you say, you're not confessing because it's not coming from your heart. Don't say that. I had that too. I thought, you know, that was a big way to do it. Some of that stuff, you don't mean it. So you can't even get people to give an illustration no more. I ain't saying that. Well, I won't do it then. I'll tell you what. You just think about it. How many of y'all tonight here in scarceness? Just think about it. Now, you getting by day, that's scarcity. You're scrapping. I'm prone to believe. Listen, I'm saying it with all the 75% sitting in here. You barely getting by. Just look straight ahead, real serious. Nobody know it, but we're going to preach you out of it. The land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarcity. Oh, look at that next statement. Jesus. Look at the next statement, saints. Look at the next statement. Thou shall not lack anything. Thou shall not, say that with me. Thou shall not lack anything. Is that in your Bible?
Yes.
You mark it. You better mark it. Mark it so when you read it the next time. Mark it. Thou shall not lack anything. How much do that cover? Thou shalt not lack anything. God, that girl sure look like Lee Wilson's wife. And not Lee's wife back there, is it? God, you sure look like. My goodness. That's not her, is it? Look just like her. That's not her. If Lee heard, she'd be here if he couldn't be here, I'll tell you that. How would y'all like that part we just read? How would you like to live that lifestyle? You know, the lifestyle of the rich and famous shouldn't be for those people. Those people have hoodwinked the church and they're living our lifestyle. You know who money they got? Thou shalt not lack any good thing. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hill thou mayest dig bread. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Now notice that verse. When thou hast eaten and full, all your bills paid, pocket full of money, he said, bless the Lord. Yes. Don't forget the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Would you bless the Lord if the Lord pay all your bills within the next 6 months and pay all your bills and get everything out of the way and get it where you can live in, you know, just relaxing living? Would you still bless him? Or would you get in your boat on Sunday morning and go take your cruise? Because, see, these are the things the Lord checking about. Would you still submit to a pastor? Or because you're the biggest giver in the church, now you won't run the church? See, God got to know all this before he give you his money. God is not going to help you to hurt yourself. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statute, which I command thee this day. I'm going to keep reading them because I'm going to get another text to show you right and wrong thinking about money. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses, oh Lord, and dwell therein. I better not say this. Then I better say it. And you know, somebody, don't get hurt because you got one of these. But some people, you know, get a Jim Walter home. Just a common home. And you can't even talk to them. I'm just telling the truth. I'm going to tell the truth as much as I can here tonight without offending you. But they get a Jim Walter home, and don't let it be two colors. And have a double carport. And they just get arrogant. And you got to stay humble with them little houses. Them little houses don't mean nothing. Any house, I don't care how big a house you build, it ain't nothing. The house don't make you. You make the house. You have to stay the same. That's when thou hast eaten and art full and have built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thou heard. Now notice this. Notice how many times the word multiply. See, God talk about multiplying when he talks about prosperity. And when thou heard. See, he's talking about what they were dealing with at that time. And when thou heard and thy flocks, what?
Multiply.
And thy silver and gold is what?
Multiply.
And all that thou has is what?
Multiplied,
multiplied, multiplied. Say multiply.
Multiply.
Say
my income.
Beginning.
Now.
Is multiplying. Satan.
Take
your hand off of my finances.
I will not believe.
Your lies.
Anymore.
God.
Do not.
Want.
Me.
His child.
In poverty.
That's a lie from you.
Religion.
And tradition.
God
want me to prosper.
And I'm in agreement
with God
from this night forward.
Hallelujah. Multiply, multiply, multiply. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. Oh, I wish I had time. And brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. From the house of bondage. That's my assignment. Bondage. It's a good time to read. Let's go to 1 Samuel. I want to read this because this tells us where three quarters of the body of Christ lived in 1 Samuel. God come to get us out of the house of bondage, right? This text in 1 Samuel keep us, is sort of a compass to lead us away from this situation. I'm saying it right. We just need to get out of here. Get out of that situation. My goodness. 1 Samuel chapter 22. David, if you don't see David, you're in the wrong chapter. Okay? Now, here in 1 Samuel, it said, David, 22, therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam, and his brethren and his father's house heard it. They went down thither to him. Now, just see, can you find yourself in here anywhere? Just tell you the truth about the whole matter, and I'm going to get you out of here. Get you out of that. This is the house. Verse 2 is the house of bondage. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, distress, debt, discontented. You know, being broke have caused more divorce than anything else. It's not other women and other men. It's just being broke. It just caused fussing and fighting. Them bills, just some spirits get in the house. And you know, you want to act right, you want to love your maid, you can't because you're broke. You can't even make love good broke. You really can't because you know after the love making over, you got to go back to La La Land. Before and after, the bills are still there. I mean, Carol and I have had some of the biggest fuss. Now, our fuss, thank John Osteen giving the revelation, our fusses is from up here, up here. Our fusses go from right here up to here. It's just head. You know we're still in our flesh, Carol and I. And I mean, Carol was trying to pay them bills, man, and she was writing, and the check wouldn't go out, and man, all of a sudden, I see another spirit come on her. Shoot. Man, tired messing with this stuff. Just tired. Your wife the same way. Tired messing with this stuff. You know? And I said, honey, what? Why? She was in distress and under stress with the pressure of trying to pay them frightened bills and didn't have enough money to pay them. And some of y'all sitting out there the same way. Yet you go sit on Ralph Cancun and act like you got $1 million and you know you're not being able to order no seafood platter. This sound is funny, but it's sad. Live a fake life all your life. Stop that. We're going to stop that in this prosperity revival. And that book, Money Coming to the Body of Christ, going to change every believer who want to come out of debt, every believer who want to walk in the prosperity of God, every believer who want to be free from financial bondage. That book, God told me, will change their life. You get the tape from last night. Boy, I told you how to deal with them bills. You line them up. Who was your last night? Get that tape. Line them bills up from the smallest to the biggest. And start pointing on that small one. Start hitting them. Cut your Visa and your MasterCard up now. They got some demon. What? Oh, I thought you said not now. I said, come out of it. Cut it now. You know what I say that about her? You know what I say about you in this meeting. But I'm out to get that demon who's been holding us back and keeping us broke. And you can't be happy broke. No, not long. Not until you think about your life affairs that all the happiness go away. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was disconnected. Now, I wish he gathered himself into. I wish I could tell you had time. I don't know if in this series he might permit me to tell you why they gathered around David. David had the anointing to destroy the yoke of poverty. David had what you call in 2 Corinthians 4:13. It talks about the spirit of faith. It was making reference to David. David had the spirit of faith. And the spirit of faith is exactly what I destroyed poverty with in my life. Now, I always had a front. Somebody see my homegirl there. I always had a front, a new car and all that. But I was just as broke as I could be. I always had a car. See, cars don't mean you got no money. See? See, I was just broke, so I always had a front. And everybody see driving a new car, most of them broke, because they broke paying for their car. Say, money coming.
Money coming.
To me.
To me.
Look at your neighbor and tell them.
Money coming to me.
Now, you know, I'm going to, right and wrong thinking about it, after I get through reading the scripture, right and wrong thinking about the thing, I'm going to deal saving for a rainy day. How many ever heard that statement? I'm saving it for a rainy day. First of all, you shouldn't be looking for no rainy day. You know what a rainy day is? Something come up wrong, bad. Shouldn't be saving. I believe in saving account, but I'm not saving my money for no rainy day. I'm saving it for if God wants something to do with it. I want to fulfill His plan and purpose. He tell me, say, Leroy, go get that thigh. I say, yes, sir, Lord. With gladness, I go get it. Give it to that sister. Yes, Lord. And the reason, another reason I got a saving account is I got to have a storehouse for God to bless. Yes. Now, those of you here for the first night, open your saving account and take $50. Go to a bank, walk in there like you got $1 million, open your saving account, and every time you get 25, go to the bank plenty. Go put, if you ain't got no more 25, go put it in there. Train yourself to go to the bank to put money in your account. Yes. I don't care if the devil don't like this. I don't care what who say about me. I'd laugh all the way to the bank because you need to have some money to fulfill the gospel. Yes. Amen.
Amen?
I know you pastors agree with that. You got to have some money, man. All this singing and shouting and stuff, good, and falling out on the floor and rolling. But then when that man comes with the electric bill, you just roll. I don't know, next time the man come out, what the electric bill be, Audrey? How much it is, son? $1,000. See, some of y'all didn't know that. We pay $1,000 a month for electric bill. So when the man come to get the electric bill, I'm going to roll on the floor. Tell him I got the Holy Ghost. We won't have no ass on either. We really have a hot ghost. Go back to Deuteronomy. I don't know what I'm doing for you, but I'm just preaching myself happy because revelation knowledge, not so much of what I'm saying, is what the Lord's saying to you while I talk. We haven't got to the good part yet. I'm just warming up. Now, don't worry about the mistake you made. Don't worry about where you are now. Just concentrate on what the Spirit of God is saying to you, how to get out of this mess. That's all I want. There's no reason, listen, not a one person leave you condemned. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm telling you, the Spirit, this is after the Spirit, and the Spirit is after you in these messages to get you out of that bondage. You know, some people die ahead of time with this pressure. People have nervous breakdown because they can't pay their bill. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we're going to turn, let's go to verse 14, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That's where we stop. See, from the house of bondage. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness wherein was fire, serpent, and scorpion, and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee. That is again, to do good. Listen to this. To do thee good. At the latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power, here's where a lot of people miss it, they got these little $2,000 a month job. You know, I ain't gonna talk no small salary. I'm telling you, I ain't talking about no $400 job. Because I'm trying to rise your thinking. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. You see that?
Yeah.
See, this is what the Lord didn't want to happen. He didn't want it to happen. So that's why he cannot give three-quarters of the body of Christ what he want to give them. How many remember the revelation last night from Malachi 3?
Amen.
Who wrote it down?
Amen.
How many of y'all is your first night here? In his my God. Listen, last night in Malachi 3, you know he talked about tithes and offering in Malachi 3? Everybody ought to know that because you're all right. So talk about, I told you, and the devil keeping you broke for a dime. That's one thing I told you. The devil is keeping you paying bills week to week just because of a dime. You letting a dime rob you. Okay, that's one thing. Now, another thing I said, will a man rob God? I don't have time to go over that, but I believe the Spirit of God turned the thing over my heart again. Will a man rob God? There's no way for you to rob God. He owned the silver, and he owned the cattle on the top here. God owned the world. The Bible said the earth and the fullness thereof belong to God. So what do you mean when he said, will a man rob God? It's not that you, because you're not paying your tithe, it's not that you're robbing God in that aspect because you can't rob him because somebody else step up right behind you and take your place and give 20 cents. God's program going to go on with you or without you. But when he said, will a man rob God, is you holding back that dime, not fulfilling the ordinance and the command of God for you to give 10% of your increase, you holding back that dime, and you rob God of the good pleasure of blessing his child.
Oh, you're robbing God. Listen, listen. Every time you hold that dime back, the Father, oh, God, how I want to bless her. You know, he talked to himself, whoa, how I want to bless her. If she only would have given me my dime. But I can't go against my own word. Now, listen, this is heavy. Buckle your seatbelt. If you're not tied, then you're living under the curse. No matter how much you pray, no matter how much you say, no matter how much you sing, you're going to never get out. Now, prosperity is not money only. I read about a man, I don't know if we get to him tonight, rich, sad, and grieved. We can't get past the money part, though, because the body of Christ is. Here's the illustration. If I say, here's Ricky White, Pastor Ricky White from Houston, Texas, and he's a pastor, and he just sent one word about prosperity, and the Lord had laid some on my heart. Those boys got enough confidence to get them playing whatever way they got you and get you. These pastors, you don't just leave your church for, you know. But if Ricky was a missionary and the Lord wanted to send him to China tonight, and we need 16 people to give $8,000 in this church here tonight, you know, without crucifying themselves. Most likely, we might get the aid, but we'd be skinning the teeth. Without putting pressure on your finance, I mean. You see what I'm saying? That shouldn't be. I mean, if we say we need $8,000, people ought to be coming up like machine gun bullets if they're working the plan of God. You follow me? And see, that's what God want to get you able for. See, when you get to that point where you can jump up and say, I'll give $8,000, when you get to that point, he has already wiped out everything that's been holding you back financially and put you in that position so you can be a reservoir for him and ready to march at his order. How many want to get there? How many want to have that $8,000 when the call is called and be able to, sure, and we're going to get there in Jesus' name. Say, we're going to get there in Jesus' name. Now, some of y'all are not going to take a hold of this, I know, but there's some going to take a hold of this thing and they're going to pawn it and the Lord's going to help them and going to bring this into their house, into their businesses. I'm telling you, businesses who listen to me, your business is going to change. Just by you being here, the Spirit of God is in this place. He'll change you. If your heart get right in this place, God's going to start changing things for you. Hallelujah. We're going to split the atom in a few moments. In Jesus' name, we're going to split the atom in a few moments. In Jesus' name, I sense anointing coming upon me up here. Glory to God. I sense revelation knowledge coming up here. Listen, I'm just trying to read through this thing. Ooh, man, glory to God, I can't hardly stand it. Listen, listen to me. You don't have to be broke no more. In the Songle Mong, Single Mondraminsakama, it is my desire that every one of my children walk in prosperity. That's right. You can look up here, the anointing of God upon me. You'll see whether it's flesh or not. You'll sense those goosebumps running over you in a few moments because the power and the pregnancy of God is in this place. The glory of the Lord is here for prosperity. That's what he told me to preach about. Money in the body of Christ. Money cometh to the body of Christ. Money, if money cometh to the body of Christ, that means money cometh to... Oh, my goodness, brother, and the Holy Ghost is coming upon me. Oh, I preach myself right under the bridge where the Holy Ghost is. Yeah. Now listen to this verse. Let's read this verse together, the 18th verse. You back in Deuteronomy 8? Huh? Let's read the 18th verse together. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day. See, that's the key verse. Another key verse is Psalm 35. Go turn to Psalm 35, then I'm pulling my notes out. So I want to read this to address. Psalm 35 and 27. Let's read that together. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now that voice gives the revelation of the pleasure that you're holding God from when you're not tied. He can't prosper you without the tide. So you're robbing the Father of the pleasure of seeing you with your bills paid, riding down the street in the car you want to ride in, happy and free, and serving him. And everybody who sees you say, I don't know what she's doing. But I know that old girl, she loved the Lord, because you don't see her nowhere else. She must be loved the Lord. And the Lord really blessing her. I don't like her, but the Lord blessing her. I ain't messing with her. Now, here's some of the things I need to tell you. Get rid of all poverty mentality. Number two, money cometh to those who think in line with God's word. Number three, prosperity is a package deal. And having more than enough money is part of the package. There's a lot of other aspects of prosperity, but we're talking about money. Money is only a means of exchange in this temporary world system. Now listen real closely. Remember this. All that the Bible says about money is only for now. There will be no need for money or any other type of prosperity in heaven. Amen. Let me say this to you again. Remember this. All that the Bible says about money is only for now. There will be no need for money or any other type of prosperity in heaven. Because here, heaven is prosperity itself. Amen. Now, here's another thing you have to forget if you're going to ride. I have money and I'm not guilty about it. A cheeky little Louisiana preacher down here in the deep south in these woods, in the middle of nowhere in Darrow, isn't it? But I got a big God. Yes. See, what happened is, Frank, when you get blessed, the devil try to put you on a guilt trip. Yes. And you try to hide your blessing. You won't be humble, stupid. Yes. I mean, humble, stupid. I mean, humble, stupid, humble, stupid, humble, I said. And stupid, too. See, you're like, I don't want nothing. I love the Lord me. Lord said, look, Lord, the Lord saying in heaven, and Jesus and the Lord, don't talk about us. Don't be calling our name in that poverty, because I don't know poverty. The only poverty I know, I want to help it. If I can get that money in your hand, you'll help poverty. You know, James talk about a fella come to you, I'm hungry and I'm out door, and you say, have faith. God said, I ain't had no faith, I'm half hungry. You give me some money. You don't tell people, pray, obey God, have faith. And they're starving right now. They'll die before they get to God. You should have some money to give them so they can be fill up so they can pray. I know you got con people out there, but that's what the Spirit of God is for you. Try the Spirit by the Spirit. You know those who, I had a man come here barefooted and all them little children, and they were playing games and going to every church. God, what he got from us, deacon? Who was my deacon then? He got $150 from us. That was the last time I got hookwink. He didn't get much, $150. I check everybody up. I want to know your name. What church you came from? I had a preacher come here trying to hook with me. I said, who's your pastor? That's the first thing I want to know, who's your pastor? He told me some pastor. What? He told me some pastor, and I couldn't contact with him. I said, get on out of my office. And see, I had two of fellas in there. Boy, they got nervous. I said, get up. They felt sorry for me. I said, get up. And you're lying to me. I ain't giving you a quarter. Get your truck and get on with me. I had them other two fellas in there like this here. Man, pastor treating this man wrong. But 2 days later, we found out he was a charlatan. Dog might bite me once. It's the dog's fault. That dog bite me twice. It's my fault. Forget the idea about money being sinful. I'm going to show you in the scripture. The idea was you can have money just to get by on it, but if you have plenty, you're sinful. How many kind of thought that in your background, religious background? How many of y'all, now the rest of y'all, I'm going to see how many going to lie? Just how many receive me? All right. Over half of y'all lying. If you, for anywhere around the South, you thought that somewhere or another. Look, hey, this is me. Don't come pushing that stuff on me. You know you're broke now, and you've been broke then, and you always thought being broke is holy. And you come to the altar, boy, I don't have nothing, Lord. I'll bring you what I got, Lord. I'm all I got, and I love you. Lord said, Lord, look at you. All right, let's get rid of saving for a rainy day. Now, here's the other side of it. We're going to go to another text, 1 Timothy. You can turn to 1 Timothy. Oh, we're going to kill one of them sacred cows tonight. Got a sacred cow been holding the body of Christ in bondage financially. We're going to roast that cow, bake him, and everything else we can do with him tonight. That cow going to die tonight. Save him for a rainy day, but here's the option. Now, here's where you make another mistake. Spending all you have, you only have one life. That's some people spin like that. They live crazy, you know. We're not going to live no more one round. Let's spin it. You'll never get what God wants you like that. Because people who spin like that, they don't tithe. People who spin like that buy dresses and shoes. They ain't think about no Lord. They come to the church and give a proud $5. Hello? I hope none of them proud $5 givers not in here telling the Lord how much you love him. I'm not just talking about this church now. Listen, we got a lot of good titles in this church. This church is a prosperous church. We're not broke. We're going to have an offering tonight. If you don't want to give nothing, just stand by and watch us be blessed. So I'm not trying to get no money in the church. Everything paid. Last count, we had over $1 million, and money still coming. Money coming. Not coming. Not coming. Not coming. Money coming. So you got to check yourself like that. Money ain't not coming. No. That means we're waiting. Money coming. Continually coming in. Say it, money coming.
Money coming.
Say it till you believe it.
Money coming. Money coming. Money coming.
Say it till you believe it. You don't believe it yet. Say it.
Money coming. Money coming. Money coming. Money coming.
Say it till you believe it.
Money coming.
Woo, getting on me, I tell you. Say it.
Money coming.
Stand up when you believe it. Not money goes. Money coming. Say this. Get your hand up. Get your hand clear. Money coming to me. Listen, I'm going to follow what the Lord told me to do now. Somebody might say, what that man doing? This is what I'm doing. Money coming to me. We know what it's for, right?
Yes.
It's for the plan and purpose of God. And guess what God's first plan and purpose? That all your needs be met. Listen to me, listen. Not only is God plan that all your need be met, I read that Bible closely. God plan is all your desires be given. Nobody can put in their contract now unto him that is able to do. Now see, nobody won't write that in their contract if they don't mean for you to have it. You don't write no crazy contract if you don't mean it. God is not a man that he should lie, and he had him to write now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. Right and wrong thinking about money. According. See, what I'm trying to do, all I need to do is activate that power in you to believe God that he wants you to prosper. If I can get that power activated, ain't no problem. The exceedingly, abundantly, above all, no problem. The man got that waiting on you. All I need to do in this meeting is get you activated to the last part and get that power operating on you. And I mean, you think rich. You think prosper. You think that you're able to support the gospel. You think that you're the highest tither in the church. When they call for tithe, you say, "Woo! Now bring the bucket on by. I'm going to be the first one putting in. Because when I put it in, God's going to give me a whole lot more. My job is to get the switch turned on. The switch of prosperity on in the body of Christ's heart. Just flip that switch and say, oh, I heard a man of God. I ain't going to be broke no more. Sit down. I'm not through. Man, I'm going across the country. I'm going to pastor churches and preach this thing. Money cometh to the body of Christ. And when I get through there, people are going to tithe, and them pastors, they're going to bless the pastors, and then everybody's going to start getting blessed. I mean, money going to just start coming in business and all over. See, the God, and the God, see, God took me through the test. The humbleness and all that, I went through all that. See, I mean, I haven't arrived. You understand what I'm saying? I'm still doing the same, working the same principle. But bless God, I've been through. I'm telling you, this thing is real. I'm not only telling you about what I'm reading in the Bible. I'm telling you what I'm sleeping in every night. I wake up every night and look at my ceiling. In my bedroom, it got a big square ceiling. It got one dip, then it got another dip. Then it got, that's like a house God brought from heaven. I might talk about it one night. God put it in New Orleans and told me go see it, and then told me build it. And then men told me I couldn't build it. The banker asked me why I want that kind of house. I said, what kind of house you got? You the president of the bank? I said, I'm the president of three companies. I'm the president of Word of Life Christian Center. I'm the president of Evan Christian Word. I'm the president of Word of Life Christian Center School of Ministry. Why shouldn't I have a house like that? Y'all been looking down on the Lord too long. What kind of house you got? And the devil got the people to go against the preacher. And that's, don't do that, fool. You're holding yourself back. You let me tell you something. God ain't gonna just let you rise ahead of the preacher. I know some of y'all know. No, he ain't gonna just let you go and leave him back here in a little junkyard. You got your big nice house. Hey, Rip. You know, hey, Rip, me, I'm going up here with you. When you fly, I fly. I can't leave you driving I gotta drive to California, you flying first class. I'm driving all night and all day. And then when I get to the hey, Pastor, I'm wild. I don't wanna talk. You How many get it? How many get the picture? Don't hold your pastor back. Let him go. Bless the man. I done work all day and you talking about hallelujah at the church. Hallelujah. And I done work 12 hours with this man on my back all day long. And yet we at the church at night hollering, hallelujah. I ain't got nothing to be luya about. I'm tired of luya. Oh, let's go with it. Oh, let's go with it. See, I find it. See, I'm trying to stay away from that widow woman because so many preachers have misused that text. But I'm finally going to get to it because that scripture said, believe in the Lord thy God and you should be established. Some of y'all just established. Next part of that scripture said, believe the prophet and you shall prosper. I believe it means believe the pastor too. I believe it's talking about the fivefold ministry gift. Believe the evangelist. Believe the pastor. Believe the teacher. You shall prosper. See, a lot of people don't believe it. They just get all disgusted. Hey, Wanda, look at Wanda. I've been asking about you, girl. Get all disgusted and get a word. I see one of my member boys get excited because I hadn't seen her. They told me she was working, but I said, man, she ain't working that long. Get on back to the shirt. I was missing her. I see her, Wanda, back there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, what I was talking about before I got on Wanda? If you tell me you don't know, I mean you wasn't listening. Because I got a few more things I got to say. I'm going to talk to you about 19 or 20 more minutes. Believe the prophet. So you have to understand that. Believe the prophet. See, some of y'all just established. And you can get a few dollars established. But if you're going to go all the way, you got to believe the prophet. Yeah. And you know you got false prophet. All the false prophet is for you not to believe the real prophet. The devil sent the false prophet to look just like the real prophet and say some of the same thing that the real prophet would say to you so you can get all confused about prophets. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you at Timothy, I'm going. You at Timothy, I told you, any Christian who's broke and bad getting by, you're out of the will of God. Look at 3 John, I think 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even if thy soul prosper. You're out of the will of God. Another thing is, you're going to get this straight. You're going to have to know God's plan and purpose for your finances. Know God, right and wrong thinking about finances, right and wrong thinking about money. Know God's plan and purpose for your finances. Now, body of Christ. Now, listen to my brother and sister. Listen. You at 1 Timothy? Turn to 1 Timothy. You there? All right, let me get there. Because I'm going to show you something. Because we got this thing about the love of money. It's the root of all evil. I see the lack of money create evil day by day. So any man stealing doesn't mean that he don't have money. Man who needs met don't rob no store. Well, yeah, girl, somebody ought to say amen. She was saying, good preaching, good preaching. I appreciate that, baby. See, when I get old enough, I'm going to be prosperous. They don't hear, but my little spirit, yeah, yeah. That's the kind of spirit you got to have, a spirit that'll receive. All right, I want to begin reading at the third verse, 1 Timothy 6, third verse. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome word, even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising, perverse, disputing of men of corrupt mind. Now, I want you to underline that, men of corrupt mind. See, 1 Timothy 6. I'm in 1 Timothy 6, and I'm dealing with the fifth verse, and it's a revelation that you've got to see, but you got to underline, you got to remember that he's talking about, Paul is talking to Timothy now, about men with corrupt mind. Men with corrupt mind don't need no money because they're not going to use it for the Lord. Amen. Men with corrupt mind love money. And they're going to run women with it and have them concubines on the side. Yeah. Men with corrupt mind. Yeah. You give them some money, they'll buy their wife a car and they'll buy their gal a car too. Uh-huh. Men with corrupt mind. You never say, old man, amen, old me. It was the truth anyway. They got men buy their wife a car, and the woman getting mad and go buy her a car. But most of the time, buy her a better car than his wife, stupid man. And they come to church. The wife, the girlfriend, and the man. I don't know how I got over there. Jesus Christ, it's happening in the body of Christ. Might be somebody in here tonight. I don't know why the Holy Ghost got me talking like this. You live for a reason. Now, if you want to prosper, you got to get rid of your boyfriend if you're married. And you ain't that hot no way. You men going to have to get rid of them girlfriend, them sweethearts you got, outside on the outside of your wife. You're tipping out and sweating and worrying yourself. You're going to kill your crazy self. You can't handle no two women no how. God made one woman for one man and one man for one woman. You ain't that hot to try it. That's the devil fooling you. It take a fool or no one. Amen. God ain't give you money, his money to go to no hotel and motel and all that. You ain't gonna prosper. You devil, you ain't getting it. Oh Lord. He was doing good. Man, he did good an hour. Here he come. Hey, how many believe you need to live holy and righteous before God? I know we're not perfect. I know we make mistakes. But my God, we're not going to premeditate a setup. Right. Meet me on 4th and 5th Street and say it's Tuesday and the meeting is Friday. Man, if the Holy Ghost can't get to you in 3 or 4 days, you're not saved. Uh-uh. I just, while I'm here, when a man get out of the way with you, you tell him, look, man, I'm married. And if he messes with you second time, tell your husband. See, the first time, you don't need to tell your husband. Because you're just going to make him angry for nothing. Just handle him. See, so just handle him. Just say, look. See, if you look good, sinful men going to get out the way with you. It don't mean nothing. He's just a sinner. Just put him back in his place. Don't run and tell your husband you don't get the man. He might go kill a man. Don't tell him now. But the second time, I won't know for myself because the man needs to talk to me now. One time she can have it. Second time, Leroy going to have it. And I ain't praying. I just want to tell the truth. Y'all don't want me to lie. Y'all have to pray for me, but I ain't praying. I'm not asking me to be crazy. What's the matter with you? Whatever it leads to, you know. We're going to get it straight. Oh, man, I got all that. I lost all my noise no more. Oh, we're talking about me. I talk like one now. Corrupt mind. Perverse, disputing of men of corrupt mind. Everybody say corrupt mind. Always rightly divide the word of truth. They have been taking this text out of context and telling us money. They didn't say the love of money, but they just tell you money evil. Yeah. The love of money evil. So therefore, if you confess money, like money cometh, you're getting evil. You love money. Why you want money to come? You're getting evil now. The average church member, let me tell y'all, y'all can't go sit this around the average church. You talking about, you getting around some of them Baptists, talking about money coming. She's been to a cult. Get her back. Get her back. And I can tell you them words came from God. Into my heart. But people, see, you can't share this with people who don't narrow-minded. They don't know what you're talking about, money coming. He said, and the Lord said, love of money is the root of all you. No, look, it's corrupt mind, and destitute of the truth. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what destitute mean? Huh? Empty, void, vain of the truth. The reason the body of Christ, Joe Boyette, has been broken and not having their prosperity, they have been destitute of the truth. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth by the whole matter, but love, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in hell, even as your soul prospers. That's the truth. Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse. The Father said, prove me herewith if I would not open the one. And somebody said the same one they opened to let the flood down the day of Noah. That's the same kind of one that God, boy, ran from water, didn't it? That's the same one that he opened with blessing to let down on those who bring their tithes and offering. Destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Now, I'm going to explain that. From such withdraw thyself. Now, gain is godliness. See, somebody take that out of context there. Yeah, now you see, he said, gain is not godliness. They didn't say broke was godliness neither. But he's talking in the context of men who corrupt mind now, who are going to use the gain improperly. God wants us to gain because we're going to use it properly. We're going to evangelize the world and get this gospel out, and we're going to give to the church that's feeding us. Now, some of y'all, I don't blame you. You can't give because you're not satisfied where you are. But you can't leave because your grandma was there. And your nana is on the usher board. And they're running your life. And you can't hear the Spirit of God telling you, get out of Egypt. And you want to stay in that old dead, dying church. Your pastor have never preached prosperity to you in his life because he don't know nothing about no prosperity. He don't have no prosperity. And he never will have none. He's thinking about that little anniversary you're going to give him. And you're not going to give him no more than $1,000, $1,500 and 40 cents. And then you want him to march around the church for that. I'm telling the truth. The church have kept preachers broke, kept themselves broke. I told myself when I was a young Baptist preacher, don't put me in no sack. That's my wife. I tell my children, don't you put me in no sack. I ain't getting no sack when I'm preaching. Y'all give them a little $1,000 march. Boy, if you give them $2,000, bow down, rip. Get on your knee. Then the old deacon, he the one bring the sack to you. Rip, you know we're blessing you real good. He running the church, you know. God can't bless no church like that. He can't bless no church like that. God couldn't bless no church with some of these ungodly deacons we had. They're running women and running the church. A lot of them dead. It's good they're dead. They had to die for the body of Christ to be able to see the light. They're going to heaven, I hope most of them. Some of them going to hell, but we couldn't help them nowhere. Some of you get quiet. I ain't no little soft popcorn preacher. Some of them needed to die. They're holding back men of God from doing. And some of y'all are going to die if you don't straighten up. My goodness, Jesus, help me. I was preaching a nice little sermon. Well, glory to God, I tell you, I'm preaching good to you. Love your pastor. If you can't love him, get out of the church and find you a pastor you can love. Get out of all them little committees, gossip committee. You can't get no prosperity like that. Keep your mouth off the man of God. You don't have no corrupt mind, do you? Isn't this sad? Or maybe I need to preach another sermon here tonight then. You don't have no corrupt mind, do you? You don't think no evil, do you? All right then. So that's who we're talking about here. See, gain is not gain. It does not do them no good. Oh, my goodness. But God, listen. Verse 5. Let me read it again. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Now, I didn't say that gain wasn't a part of godliness, but they say they're supposing that gain is godliness. They'll do anything for it. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, you say, well, you see, that verse mean if I have a little bit and I act godly, it says, listen, read it again. But godliness with contentment is great gain. No, it's talking about godliness is great gain. And if you got godliness and contentment, God's going to bless you with finances. See, you got to judge. You got to read the Bible by all the rest of the Bible. See, anybody want to prove that you should be broke, they'll take that text there. I'm godly and I'm contented. You can't be contented, man, and all these bills on the table. What would you do, Pastor Thompson, if you were here in this meeting and you were not tithing tonight and you got yourself in a financial mess? What would you do? I'm talking about me now. I'm talking about what I've done already. What would you do if you had a lot of creditors on your back and you know that you don't have enough money to tithe? What would you do? I would tithe. Amen. Amen. That's what I did. God, that man right there spoke to me about tithe. He might have never forget it. I went to his house, talked to him about something else. He started talking to me about tithe, and I left. He didn't know why I left in such a hurry, but he got in my heart, man, told me about tithe. Then I come, turned the radio on. And the man on the radio preaching about tithe, just left him about tithe, so I turned him off. Guess who got me in? The last man got me, the roach man. The man who come in to spray for roaches, wrote my bill up for this church and told me less 10%. I said, wait a minute. Now, I know he told me about tithe, and I know that the man on the radio said something about tithe, and then this roach man said less 10%. I said, Lord, this roach man don't have the revelation. I don't have it. I said, sir, you made a mistake? I said, you got less 10%. He said, no, I tithe to every church I go to. I couldn't wait till he get out of my office to repent. I said, Lord, the preacher have told me. That is how. The preacher have told me on the radio. And I said, Lord, it got down low. The roach man told me. He tithe. Even the roach man got a better revelation than you if you're not a tither. Jesus. For we brought nothing. Boy, this is all they like to read this. For we brought nothing in this world. And it's certain we can. I guess you can't carry nothing out. You ain't got nothing. You ain't left nothing for nobody else to enjoy either. Broke thing. And having food and raiment. Let us be there with content. Boy, they'll take it out of context and read that. But they, watch this, it get better for them. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts. Well, that's men with corrupt mind do that. Which drown men in destruction and perdition for the love of money. Now you talk about these corrupted minded men, destitute of the truth. For the love, because people who save don't love money. Money don't even have a spirit. Saved people don't love money, but saved people need money. Now, if it was some kind of way saved people can go in the store and say when they get through adding that thing, I'm saved. I'm almost through. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Which why some, now notice this, some what? What I told you when the Lord told me money coming. You got to be able to see that. We're not coveting after no money. I just want what's mine. They have erred from the faith. Well, we're not erring from the faith. We don't have corrupt mind. We're not destitute of the truth. We're not covenant behind money. And pierce themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. But that's us. Godliness, that's us. Faith, that's us. Love, that's us. Patience, that's us. Right? Talk to me about it, Christ. Meekness, that's the characteristic of us. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou called, hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee child. You got your shouting clothes on? Watch this now. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickened all things before Jesus Christ, who before Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep his commandment without spot, unbuilkable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in this time he shall show who is the blessed and only Pontifex, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power and everlasting. Amen. Now watch this, watch this, watch this. Watch this. Are you going to watch this?
Yes.
I'm about to close. Watch this. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded.
Yeah.
Nor trust in uncertain riches.
Right.
But in the living God. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at the last part of this verse. But in the living God. Look how the living God think. I want you to see how the living God think. But in the living God, it's going to give us a thought of God about finance at the end of this book.
Yeah.
Tell me who in the house? Who in the house tonight? Because he says, that voice said, who? Tell me who in the house? How'd that thing go, y'all? Why am I using that? Tell me who? Who? Who in the house tonight? Jesus. What are you here for? To give us every good thing to enjoy. Come on, tell me who in the house. Come on, yeah, y'all. Yeah. Jesse in here tonight. Who? Look at that voice. That woman said, who? See, say, who? Who? Who in the house tonight? Who? Give us whistle. Oh, Ramasakalaya. Who give us all things richly? To all he wants you to do is listen. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trusting in certain riches, but in the living God. Who you trusting in? The next statement said, well, I don't mind you having it. I'm the one who's giving it to you. I want you to enjoy it because you trust in me. And because you trust in me, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he shall direct your path. He also shall pay your bill. Y'all need to sing that song with the mute. Tell me who. You ought to walk around your house, you know, and the devil tell you, come out, what you ain't going to do and how much. What you, tell me who. Who in the house tonight? Yeah, you ought to learn that song and stop thinking, oh, that you can't make it. And start singing like them youth. I stick with the youth, me. I'm sticking with the youth. Y'all can go where y'all want to go. My boy's here today, but I'm still with the youth. I'm hanging with the youth. I ain't hanging with y'all old folks. I'm hanging with the youth. Tell me who. Now listen. Stop that stuff about saving for a rainy day. What make money filthy is greed for money and improper use. Glory to God. Those who love God will not love money. Notice the statement, coveted after. They errors from the faith. They pierce themselves through with many sorrows. You know why? Buying that woman a car. They don't know how to handle that money. Going out, being big time, you know. Catching AIDS. It was made for sin. How many did I help you in tonight? All I want to do is get you thinking right, you see. All that stuff I'm talking about is right and wrong thing. I couldn't say all I had. Because see how I teach you that as I go, the Holy Ghost starts talking about something else, I go on, and then he wanna help somebody in a certain area, and I just go on in that area to help him in that area, whatever way he tell me. I'm not an outline go down a preacher. I lost that anointing many years ago. I'm listening to the Holy Ghost as I talk because sometimes fresh on the spot, he wanna minister to one person, and I do exactly what he tell me to do. Now listen to this statement. Not that I want to be rich. No, I want to be a rich resource on earth to promote the gospel of the kingdom of God. Money is one way you can honor the Lord. Turn to Proverbs. I'm not through yet, y'all. Been an hour and a half. Money, say this, money is one way I can honor the Lord. Turn to Proverbs. How you going to honor the Lord broke if money is one way you can honor him? Turn to Proverbs quickly. I thought I was closing, but I'm not. Somebody must have been saying amen too loud when I said I'm close. Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs. Just a little while longer. Hallelujah. We're going to rise up in the morning. Well, y'all like that, don't you? Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. I used to could do that. Right before the break of dawn. Ow! Well, thought I couldn't do that now. You thought I couldn't do it. I can do it. I can do it. Don't need to do it no more. I got truth. I got truth, man. I got truth. Setting God people free. I got truth. I don't need to hoop about it. I'm talking mild and kind. Yeah, you're talking about the old dry preacher. I can hum if I want hum. But the hum wasn't getting it. Body of Christ been broke and been walked up on too long. We need not so much inspiration. As John Osteen said last week, we need some information. Not only do we need some information, we need some revelation. We can hum later. Look at the 9th verse and 3rd chapter of Proverbs. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the tithe, first fruit of all thine increase. So shall... Oh, listen, can you read? So shall... How many of y'all got a bond? A really literal bond in your yard. How many bond? Bond. B-R-N-S. I might not be saying it right. You got... Do you have one? A literal bond? B-R-N-S. Do you have one in your yard, in your backyard, anywhere? If you're a farmer, you might have one. You don't have none. He's not talking about a literal bond. He's talking about your finances. He's talking about where you got your money at. He said he want to put plenty in your pocket. Put plenty in your savings account. Put plenty in your storehouse. That's what he's talking about. He actually talking about, so should there be plenty in your pocket. Should there be plenty in your savings account. So should there be plenty in your checking account. Any man that honor me, I'm going to see to it that they have plenty of money. Any woman that honor me, I'll see to it that they don't be broke. Because I'm the Lord thy God. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm the Lord that provides. Let me tell you something. You can't honor God and be broke. No, not the same God I'm talking about. No, sir, you can't honor. You can't keep on honoring God. Keep on honoring. God, I love you. And doing what God did. Listen, the day going to come when he'll hum at you, he'll prove you, and he know you. See, when you get by that 3 test, he hum at you. You're not high-minded. He prove you, and he know you. The window's going to open. Well, I tell you, I remember when the window cracked. I thought I was in heaven then. Man, the window just cracked. The Lord messed around, cracked the window in my life. I said, "Whoa! Look at this big hole the Lord done dropped down here for me." Then he cracked it a little more. I said, "Oh, Lord, the people got to know this." And I say, you're laughing. Now, some of y'all might be from these churches talking about preachers steal. I'm not no rogue, you fool. I ain't stealing nothing. You steal, you curse. I ain't stealing nothing from this church. I don't even handle the money. I'm just blessed. I got money coming every 4.5 days. I receive a check. Somebody giving me some money. I receive some money today. I make $500 or $600 a day. People just give me money. They got to. I got seeds out. God said, "Hey," God said, "Give," and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. The men will give you out of their bosom. Men know good ground when they see that. You crazy? A good harvest gonna come from this. So you preaching money out of people's pocket in your pocket, Lord. I don't want your money if you think that. Don't give me nothing. Cheeky preacher. Some of y'all don't know me, you know. It's cheeky preacher, too. No, I'm a blessed preacher. And I know what I'm talking about. Say this with me. I'm coming out of debt. Bless God. I've heard the word of God. Satan, you're not going to bind me up anymore. Jesus, release my finances. This night. I'll give. I'll give. I'll give. I'll give. I'll give. And I'll give some more. I'll give some more. And you bless me.
Dr. Leroy Thompson is the president and founder of Ever Increasing Word Ministries, an outreach ministry of the Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. For more information on this dynamic teaching ministry, visit our website at www.eiwm.org. Or you can write Dr. Thompson at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725.